Trump had a big speech today. Now, of course, we don't have clips because we're a one-man show. You know, I was talking to a program director yesterday, and he said to me, he goes, are you a one-man show? We're talking about possibly doing something on this network where they would try to syndicate the show. We would go through an uplink into their their, I guess, switchboard operators or whatever the hell they have. And we would follow a format, so we would have to take breaks, and the show would then try to be put on terrestrial radio stations. It was the first talk. He said they have to have a meeting. All the executives have to have a meeting to see if they would take the show on. And this was a feel-out interview, I guess you could call it that. So, I don't know. I'm not very positive on these types of things. Even though Pat Z says I need to be. She brings up other people and how long they took to get where they are. So she's like, what are you saying? This person, it took them 10 years. This person took 5 years. You've only been doing this for 2 years. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, yeah. Well, we'll see. So we're a one-man operation. I don't have somebody that's getting clips as we speak. Okay? We don't got clips. But we do have commentary. We do have some commentary about what he said, and we have transcripts and so forth and so on. So Trump delivered his big Hillary attack today. Now, some people are saying, why didn't he deliver this in swing states like Pennsylvania or Ohio? Why didn't he go to Pennsylvania? Why didn't he go to Michigan? Why did he do it in New York? Why? That's the first criticism. And I'm fine with him not going into Ohio. I think there's a strategy there. I think there's a strategy and a method to what the Trump campaign is doing. I mean, just look at the fact that they got rid of Corey. He got fired. And a day after getting fired, Trump delivers this hard. I mean, it was hard. It was a hard speech. What I mean by that, Hillary Clinton and everything that she's done in the State Department that has been questionable or just downright scandalous came out in that speech. So you have Corey Lewandowski getting fired, and a day after, you have Trump delivering a teleprompter speech going after Hillary Clinton, hammering her, just blasting her on stuff that's fresh, that's relevant, and she has no answers for. Well, you think it's a coincidence that she hasn't done a legitimate press conference in something like 200 days? Listen, they can control Jake Tapper. They can control Wolf Blitzer. They can control George Stephanopoulos. And they can control the 20-something-year-old girl that's going, oh, my God, oh, this is the greatest thing in the world. What's it like? It's easy to control those people. It's easy to control them. But it's those rogue reporters. It's those reporters that are still trying to get to the big time. They're like the journeyman boxers. And the Clinton campaign knows this. They got the Blitzers or the Stephanopouloses, and then the girl that's a woman studies journalism major who was granted access to Clinton, and she's not going to say anything controversial because she doesn't want to have her career destroyed before it even starts. But it's those journeymen and journeywomen reporters. And they'll ask Hillary about all these things. About the server. And when she says, well, I just did what other Secretary of States did. And they'll say, no, you didn't, though. No, you didn't. It's one thing to have a Yahoo.com address. It's another to have your own private server. Totally different. And they won't let her off the hook. And all the other things, like the donor that gave her millions of dollars, and then he was placed on a panel, like a legitimate panel dealing with nuclear issues. And this donor had no experience whatsoever. Just nothing, like absolutely nothing. And there's an email trail trying to stall when questions were raised about this person. And once the questions were raised, this person resigned. I mean, all of these things, the press, or I should say, the journeyman reporters and the journeyman, journeywoman reporters will ask her. So she's not going to have a press conference. She's not going to have one of those open press conferences. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. She's going to continue to just give these speeches, okay? She's going to continue to just give these speeches where she goes, Donald Trump is dangerous. Donald Trump is a flim-flam man. Donald Trump is the Antichrist. Donald Trump. Because it's not about Hillary Clinton. It's not about the Democrats. It's all about Donald Trump. That's what this election's going to be. All about Donald Trump. That's it. It's going to be about his tone. It's going to be about his hair. It's going to be about his history, running beauty pageants. It's good. And like I said a month ago, Hillary's basic premise is, I know I'm a scumbag. I know I'm a liar. I know you hate me, but wouldn't you rather have me, warts and all, or this guy, this homophobe, Islamophobe, fatphobe, retard phobe, every phobe that you can imagine. So she's going to continue to just do these speeches where Trump is dangerous, and Obama will continue to do the Trump is dangerous, and Biden will come out after he rubs a girl's shoulders or smells a girl's hair, sniffs it. He'll give a speech. But she's not going to put herself out there to be questioned. Hell no. And she'll just say, well, the things Trump is saying are just, they're old talking points. Old talking points. Nobody's ever asked you about these things. Nobody's asked you about these things. Nobody has asked you about these things. No, I'm serious. It's legit. Nobody has sat down and said, okay, what about this? What about that? Nobody's done that. Nobody has done that. Nobody says, well, what about this claim that that Donald Trump says about uranium? What about this claim? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. All right, so let me give you a couple of the high points. And I said this would happen months and months and months ago, being Trump can get the black vote. He can get the black vote if he just explains to the black folks out there, the Democrats care about them. Forget about what you hear from John Lewis or Clyburn. Democrats don't care about black folk. If they did, you wouldn't see the things that are happening in Chicago. All these big cities where the crime rate is off the charts. The black-on-black murders are off the charts. Unemployment for black folk is off the charts. If Democrats cared about black folk, you wouldn't see this happening. If the narrative that Democrats want to push, if that narrative was true, which is Democrats care about black folk, Republicans hate black folk, you wouldn't see what's happening in these huge cities like Chicago, New York, L.A., Baltimore, that are all controlled by Democrats. Look at the crime rate. Look at the poverty. Look at every aspect that touches black lives. They aren't where they are because white police officers have put them there. They are where they are because Democrats don't care about them. Democrats take them for granted. Democrats have always taken black folk for granted. Let's face it. The Democrats are the ones that were pro-slavery. Democrats are the ones that were for the Ku Klux Klan. The Democrats are the ones that were for segregation. Jim Crow. Democrats are the ones that somehow, with the help of the media, flipped this narrative that they've always been for black folk. And they will continue to believe for black folk. And all the bad things that happen to black folk are because of the evil Republicans. And I said months ago, Trump could get black folk. He can get them. He can get them. He can get them. If he just tells them the truth. That's why I said he needs to get Tim Scott to be his VP. That's another day. So, one of the big lines that Trump, in his speech, one of the big lines he says is, let me get all my little notes here. Let me find it. All right. There's this transcript, and then this one is broken down into, what the meaning of this was. So you have to bear with me because I don't have my clips. Damn it. I don't have my clips. So Trump says we could rebuild every inner city in America with the amount of money that Hillary Clinton intends on spending by admitting Muslim refugees. And of course, he's referencing the Syrians. He talks about the immigration policy being a national security, but it's also something that open borders and amnesty affects poor African Americans and Hispanic workers who need jobs. You know, these are important issues. Now, I've said this before. I don't believe Hispanic voters are voting based on what a activist or cheerleader in their community says to vote. It's kind of similar to the concept that all women will vote for Hillary Clinton because she's a woman. I don't believe that. I believe there's Hispanics that have come here legally. I believe there's Hispanics that are here because they were born here. I believe there's Hispanics that see that an open border situation and the fact that people don't assimilate and the fact that people don't believe in waiting in line. And after that line becomes too long or is past a certain time, they say, F it, I'm just going to cut. Or F it, I'm just going to do whatever I want to do. I think that they, I don't believe they will go with what they are told. And that is, you have to vote this certain way because this is what we all say. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. So in Trump's speech, he really talked about building a inner city. Appealing to a section of voters that Republicans have traditionally told to go F themselves. I mean, that was a huge theme of his speech. Was trying to connect with black voters. You know, Republicans have always been taught or drilled into their head that the voters that they need to reach out to are the Hispanic. Year after year, it's the Hispanic voter. That's who you got. That's who you got. You got to do it. You got to. You got to. Well, what about the black voters? Ah, F them. Hispanic. And I don't know why. I don't know why. Don't know why. I mean, of course, Republicans should be appealing to everybody. You want to appeal to all. But as far as I'm concerned, the black folks should be the easiest. They really should be the easiest to convert to a Republican message. If you spell out, if you spell out exactly what the Democrats have done in those big cities to keep the black folk down. If you just point by point, they will understand. They will get it. If you could say to them, listen, do you know who your mayor is? Do you know who your state rep is? Do you know who your congressman is? And you break down every single one of those people. You break down who they are, what they stand for, how long they've been governing. And then you say to the black folk, so what do you have? What do you have because of these people? Oh, your cousin's dead, or your father's in jail, or your mom doesn't have a job, or you can't get good education because the school's a piece of crap. Well, every single one of these issues, your representative has done nothing for you. That representative is a Democrat, not a Republican. Not a Republican. Matter of fact, that Democrat was the president's right-hand man. And before that, he was the right-hand man of this woman's husband who was the president. So that theme, that appeal, is something that Trump needs to keep pushing. And during this speech, Trump read a letter from a mother whose child was murdered by an illegal, Miss Mendoza. And the letter went, Hillary Clinton, who already has blood of so many on her hands, is now announcing that she's willing to put each and every one of our lives in harm's way, an open door policy to criminals and terrorists to enter our country. Hillary is not concerned about you or I. And then it continues talking about we can rebuild the inner cities. I mean, that theme just kept being repeated over and over and over. And I think it was powerful. I think it really was. I think it was powerful. I think it was powerful. Hundred percent. Gotta keep talking to the black folk. Remember, Trump's whole message, his whole message is America first. It's about rebuilding America. And the black folk are very important in that scenario, considering they were one of the first ones here. They're one of the first ones building this country. Granted, wasn't by their choice. Wasn't by black folks' choice. They were forced to come here, which makes the destruction of the inner cities that much more impactful. Because if you're going to force people to come here, if you're going to force them to come here, you're going to enslave them, you could at least not let them hang out to dry. So Trump's message is about America first. It's about getting people, Americans, the opportunity to succeed. Man, that's a powerful message, man. It's a powerful message. It really is. Let's take a quick, just a real quick break, and we're going to come back with this. What I want to do is I want to get a little bit more of the speech so we could break down in detail some of the bigger points. But I wanted to touch on the black outreach, because I think that's important. I really do. You know, Democrats are addressing a gun issue that's subterfuge. It really is. Look at what's going on in Chicago. It's the most dangerous city in the world. Killing blacks is off the charts. And nobody in Congress is talking about that. John Lewis isn't talking about that. Clyburn's not talking about that. Maxine Waters is not talking about that. Nobody's talking about that. No one is talking about that.